Hello and welcome to the One Trust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 74, recorded on November 3rd, 2025. My name is Roger Dean, and I work on the product team here at OneTrust, and I'm the host of this podcast. This episode will be dedicated to the new features in the 2025 10.2.0 release, also known as the fall seasonal release. As always, just a quick reminder that this podcast reflects OneTrust's current expectations for product capabilities. Be advised that dates and features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. Before we launch into the features, just wanted to mention a couple of things. First off, there are two platform features that are still being adopted by module teams, so I won't go into the details of each module, but we'll mention them. They are at mentions, where you can, in a comment section in the product, do an at mention of a user to draw their attention to that specific comment. And the second is page header adoption, which is where items such as page titles and button locations in the page headers may change to align with the rest of the platform. The second item I wanted to bring up is that I'm starting a WhatsApp channel, which is not surprisingly called OneTrust Talks Tech. I plan to send out product updates and announcements on this channel. So if you are a WhatsApp user, please check it out, follow, and send suggestions to me by email to podcast@onetrust.com of things you would like to see on the channel. Okay, now let's look at the new features in the product, starting with AI governance. There are two features that are general availability. The first is shared control implementations for AI governance inventories. You can create shared control implementations and evidence tasks for projects, datasets, and models. You can also merge multiple implementations of the same library control into a single control or split a single implementation into several controls. This feature allows you to reduce the sprawl of control implementations created within your organization by removing redundant controls. Key capabilities include inventory flexibility, relationship management, merge and split controls, and evidence tasks. The second feature is unified purpose. You can gain full oversight into all aspects involved in processing personal data with the purpose object. Available in Object Manager, this centralized object type provides cross-solution insights into how personal data collected for that given purpose is used across your business, so that you are better able to associate objects like data elements, processing activities, vendors, collection points, and projects through a common and central object. And just to note that there are also feature overview videos on My OneTrust, including a video that contains the unified purpose and the shared control implementation. So be sure to check out those feature overview videos, which are on My OneTrust. The other two features that were GA'd in AI governance were the at mentions, as well as the screen header enhancements. There are several new features that were released as public preview in AI governance. The first two are very similar. They are automated AI discovery for Amazon SageMaker and automated AI discovery for Google Cloud Vertex. You can continuously scan, detect, and catalog AI models and agents across your AWS native ecosystem. This seamless integration experience enables real-time visibility into your organization's AI landscape, mapping relationships between models, training data, and business processes to strengthen risk management and compliance. By eliminating manual tracking, teams can focus on innovation while maintaining comprehensive oversight of their AI systems through automated discovery and continuous monitoring. And it's exactly the same for Google Cloud. The next feature that's public preview is metadata for datasets. This feature is available for customers on the new solution packaging only. With this, you can improve use governance functions by automating dataset evaluation and surfacing metadata that clarifies data quality, sensitivity, and readiness. This accelerates access request reviews, ensures responsible data usage, and helps teams build AI models on compliant, trustworthy datasets, which enhance both accuracy and oversight. The next feature is risk aggregation for related records. This feature enables systemic risk visibility across linked inventory objects in AI governance. When enabled, parent objects such as AI systems and projects inherit risk from related child entities such as models or datasets, allowing organizations to automate comprehensive risk views. Or the last feature is purpose data usage. Drill into specific purposes across the platform and inspect their usage details. This central reporting screen provides privacy managers a central location for monitoring where a given purpose is used to better manage those records. In audit management, there are two GA features, the at mentions and the screen header enhancements. In compliance automation, there are three new GA features. The first is framework content updates. You can apply system updates to your library controls, evidence tasks, and frameworks using the new content update menu in compliance automation and IT risk management. This feature simplifies the update process by allowing you to adopt only the changes relevant to your organization, improving governance, increasing flexibility, and reducing overhead when managing framework content. These updates are based on recommendations from the GRC Labs team and help your organization stay aligned with evolving frameworks. The second new feature is the AI recommended evidence task, and this feature is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can enhance custom controls with intelligent out-of-the-box evidence task suggestions powered by AI when creating and managing controls in the controls library. This feature allows you to review and add recommended evidence tasks directly to your custom controls to streamline the control mapping process by reducing manual effort, minimizing errors, and accelerating audit and assessment readiness. By leveraging AI, you will receive contextually relevant evidence tasks that align with your control objectives. The final feature is the screen header enhancements. There are also two new features for public preview in compliance automation. The first is AI evidence analysis, which is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can run AI-powered analysis for files uploaded on the evidence collection pane of the evidence task screen. This feature allows you to evaluate how well files submitted during the evidence collection align with the defined controls and evidence requirements. The analysis will provide guidance that highlights validated content and flag gaps or incomplete information. It's important to note that this feature is currently available for customers in the following environments: App, AppFR, AppEU, and AppDE. AI evidence analysis will be available for all environments in future releases. The second feature in public preview is evidence task review workflow. Enable a default workflow for evidence task intervals when a reviewer is assigned. This enhancement introduces a structured set of stages to track the lifecycle of evidence while also supporting notifications and task creation to keep teams informed and on track. Note that the evidence task approval bypass permission is required to allow evidence task assignees to bypass approval stages and send an evidence task interval to be collected. In cookie consent, there are six features that are GA. The first is two-step confirmation modal for CMP. You can configure your CMP to display a two-step confirmation modal when users' consent would conflict with a previous opt-out. This enhancement is designed to inform users more explicitly of potential conflicts in their consent configurations. The second feature is configure purposes by organization. You can view and configure purposes by organization on the redesigned purposes screen. This enhancement improves access to and visibility of purposes based on your organizational hierarchy. Users are now limited to purposes available to their organization level when configuring the CMP. The third feature is enhanced support for opt-out preference signal, or OOPS. You can capture the source of user opt-outs when users opt out manually or via browser signals, such as global privacy control and do not track. This enhancement allows you to differentiate between manual and signal-based opt-outs in consent logs. This enhancement also prevents users from disabling the opt-out signal notification setting on CPRA and CCPA templates. The next feature is Insights Reporting A/B Testing Exports. You can view Insight Analytics for A/B tests when exporting results from the Report tab on the Test Details screen. This enhancement allows you to view enhanced reporting and analytics on Testing Center exports. The next feature is Compliance Assistant, which is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can evaluate your CMP implementation for compliance with various legal frameworks using the Compliance Assistant interface. This feature enables you to view potential risks for noncompliance across your domains and provide suggestions to improve your configurations. Note that free trials of Compliance Assistant feature will end with the 2025 12.1.0 release. There's one new public preview, which is Git List of Bulk Export Download Details API. We've added the new Git List of Bulk Export Download Details API to the Bulk Export APIs to retrieve the download details for a bulk export with paginated results. This API allows you to pass the continuation token and size parameters, optimizing response times and mitigating any possible timeout errors. Moving on to dashboards and reporting, there are several features that are releasing as general availability. The first is multi-tab export. You can export all tabs of a column report using the new Excel with all tabs option that is now available when manually exporting a report or configuring a report schedule. This allows you to generate a single Excel file that contains all data configured for the report. Note, the report download can take up to an hour to complete depending on the data volume. This option is not available for consent and cookie consent column reports. The next feature is activity tracking in column reports. You can create activity-based column reports to extract activity information for various data sources and data types across the platform using the new Create Activity Report option. This enhancement allows you to extract audit log in an Excel or CSV format, empowering you to report on activities across various objects to understand how your key performance indicators and values have changed over time. Next, we have simplified object-based attribute configuration and insights dashboards. You can manage the custom object-based attributes that appear on tabs within your custom insights dashboards using the new attribute configuration model. With this enhancement, you can now configure visuals for individual dashboard tabs through a more intuitive and efficient interface, reducing setup time and improving reporting accuracy. Next, we have create sample visualization for attributes in the attribute configuration model. You can specify the objects, subobjects, and attributes that appear on each Insight Dashboards tab and instantly apply visual configuration directly to the dashboard using the attribute configuration model. This enhancement simplifies dashboard setup and makes it easier to surface relevant attributes on dashboards via charts and slicers to improve data visibility. And the final feature is the screen header enhancements. Looking at data discovery, there are two new GA features. The first is intelligent sampling scanner support for RDBMS. You can configure scan profiles with an efficient and unbiased sampling approach to maintain accuracy and representation across the entire data set. This enhancement allows data teams to rapidly understand and classify their data, make faster governance decisions, reduce processing costs, and catch possible critical patterns or sensitive data distributed throughout their data sources. The second feature is screen header enhancements. Now let's move on to data mapping automation, and there are a bunch of great new features in data mapping automation that are general availability. The first one is lightweight worker node deployment. This feature is available to customers with a new solution packaging only. You can deploy a modular version of our worker node that grants a simplified experience and minimizes the need for specialized personnel. It can retrieve all prerequisites and images from a cloud API, ensuring smooth firewall independent deployment. With the lightweight worker node, privacy teams can connect to diverse data sources to automatically discover, classify, and map data, enabling effortless data map population and record processing for improved governance and regulatory readiness. The following service providers are supported: AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. The next feature, is is asset detection integrations. This feature is available to customers with a new solution packaging only. You can sync with AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud with secure credentials to seamlessly generate records in your data map without extensive technical integration setup. This promotes easier monitoring of assets to maintain up-to-date inventories, which improves visibility and reduces manual configuration fatigue. The next feature is data element detection integrations. This feature is available to customers with a new solution packaging only. With this feature, you can connect up to 9 diverse data sources to automatically discover, classify, and map data, enabling effortless population of data maps and processing records for improved governance and regulatory readiness. Users simply connect their systems, and the feature automatically identifies and classifies column and field names and provides data element and data categories. Just note that if you check out the feature overview videos, there is a feature overview video for asset detection integrations and data element detection integrations, as well as the worker node deployment and support for native vault, which is the next feature. So we have support for native vault for AWS, Azure, and GCP. You can integrate with Azure Key Vault, AWS Secrets Manager, and Google Secret Manager to enable secure, compliant worker node deployments. This additional step in the lightweight worker node deployment empowers IT and security teams with familiar tools and reduces onboarding time when setting up these installations. Next, we have inventory review. You can gain essential visibility into the flow of newly added and updated inventory records so you can better investigate risk, promote compliance, and enhance efficiency concerning your data map. This review experience allows you to manage pending inventory records that are created by several methods and review inventory records with new or updated data elements. Next, we have the inventory similarity scan. You can detect similar records in your data map for new records that have been added through various sources. Different than our duplicate asset functionality, the scan displays information about similar records within the new records to ensure users can easily find a record that is similar to the new entry. Next, we have the unified purpose. You can gain full oversight into all aspects involved in processing personal data with the purpose object. Available in Object Manager, this centralized object type provides cross-solution insights into how personal data collected for that given purpose is used across your business, so that you are better able to associate objects like data elements, processing activities, vendors, collection points, and projects through a common and central object. The last two features are at mentions and screen header enhancements. There's one new public preview in data mapping, and that is purpose data usage. You can drill into specific purposes across the platform and inspect their usage details. This central reporting screen provides privacy managers a central location for monitoring where a given purpose is used to better manage those records. There are also some permission updates. I won't go through all of those individually, but please check out the release notes for all the details. In Enterprise Policy Management, there are three new general availability features. They are at mentions and screen header enhancements, as well as the activity tracking and exception column reports, which I mentioned in the dashboards and reporting section. Incident management is next. There's one new GA feature, which is screen header enhancements. There is also one new public preview feature, which is incident platform workflow enhancements. The incident workflow screen has been enhanced with the search and sorting capabilities to help better organize and manage incident workflows. You can now search the workflow screen by workflow name and sort the workflow screen by workflow name, default, status, date modified, and date created. In integrations, there's one new general availability feature, which is screen header enhancements. And in issues management, there are a couple GA features. The first couple are at mentions and screen header enhancements. We also have Modify Issue API. The new Modify Issue API is now available for use to partially update the details of an existing issue. This API allows you to apply minor updates to the issue, streamlining the update process and eliminating the need to perform a complete issue update. The next feature is Issues Intake via Assessments. You can create assessment templates with an issue as primary object and use Assess Issue Question Types to intake issues via assessments in the self-service portal. This enhancement uses assessment templates that support risk and issue creation via the assessment when it is launched and provides core teams an opportunity to formally conduct a review before the issue record is fully created. In IT and security risk management, we have several new general availability features as well as public preview. The first GA feature is seeded risk content. You can access pre-seeded risk and business objective content for all available standards and frameworks on the Standard and Framework screen. This enhancement provides ready-to-use library content to enhance risk management capabilities by reducing implementation time and providing teams a head start when adopting new standards. The next feature is filter risk library content. You can filter the risk library screen to quickly locate risk templates that match the defined criteria. This enhancement streamlines navigation and helps you efficiently find relevant risk content. Available filters include category, organization, status, and status and framework. The next feature is formula attribute option enhancements. You can create formulas in the formula builder using the if-then statement available for attribute options. This enhancement allows risk managers and site admins to easily configure automated risk score calculations using attribute options from single select or multi-select attributes to simplify the formula setup and improve accuracy. Next, we have Insights IT and Security Risk Dashboard V2. An enhanced Insights dashboard is now available for IT and security risk management. This IT security risk default V2 dashboard offers new visualizations, charts, and tabs, as well as an updated color palette, typography, and user flow. This new version provides you with an easier way to understand the current insights of your organization, helping you present critical data points to key stakeholders with confidence. Note, the IT Risk Management Insight dashboard will remain available in the platform at this time, but it will be removed in a future release. The other new general availability features are at mentions and screen header enhancements. For public preview, we have the AI evidence analysis, and this feature is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. You can run AI-powered analysis for files uploaded on the evidence collection pane of the evidence task screen. This feature allows you to evaluate how well files submitted during the evidence collection align with defined controls and evidence requirements. The analysis will provide guidance that highlights validated content and flag gaps or incomplete information. It's important to note that this feature is currently available for customers in the following environments: App, AppFR, AppEU, and AppDE. AI evidence analysis will be available for all environments in a future release. Also note that this feature is also covered in the feature release overview videos on my OneTrust. The next feature for public preview is nested table and tree view for risk hierarchy. You can identify, assess, and monitor risk across your organization with the redesigned risk hierarchy list screen. This enhancement replaces the previous risk hierarchy explorer and provides a more intuitive, visually appealing interface by using nested table and tree views to help you clearly visualize and manage parent-child relationships. The next public preview feature is handling blank values in formula attributes. You can enable the assign null no value to blank values in formulas setting in global settings to ensure blank values are treated as null instead of being assigned a value of zero in formulas. This setting determines how blank inputs are interpreted in the formula builder across the OneTrust platform, specifically for score formula and formula type attributes. The next public preview feature is export risk and business objectives to PDF. You can generate PDF reports for individual or multiple risk and business object records directly from their respective list screens. This enhancement streamlines reporting and improves visibility into key risk and objective data, helping to manage records more efficiently. Next public preview feature is Risk Platform Workflow Enhancements. Custom risk workflows have been enhanced to improve usability and help your organization manage risk more effectively. These enhancements include send notification, new actions, advance to stage, comments, approval removal, modal enhancements, and streamline UI. There are also some permissions that have been updated in this module, so please refer to release notes for all the specific details. In mobile and OTT CTV consent, there are a couple new GA features. The first one is mobile iOS and Android SDK WCAG compliance. Accessibility enhancements to iOS and Android SDK user interfaces have been introduced to comply with WCAG 2.2 AA standards and European Accessibility Act. This update allows you to deliver a more accessible experience to a wider audience when integrating your mobile SDKs. The second feature is screen header enhancements. In Object Manager, there is one new GA feature, which is Framework for OneTrust Ontology. Operate from a centralized source of truth for key regulatory compliance and data governance concepts. This glossary includes definitions, attributes, and values for core objects used across the OneTrust platform. In PIA and DPA automation, there's one new GA feature, which is screen header enhancements. And there is one new public preview feature, which is AI inventory record analysis. This feature is available for customers on the new solution packaging only. You can pre-populate questions on newly created assessments with AI-generated responses using the new AI inventory record analysis feature. These responses are based on data from previous directly related assessments and inventories. This feature streamlines DPIA completion by reducing the time respondents spend on completing assessments and transferring previously entered information from PIAs. Note, support for third-party risk management assessments is forthcoming in the OneTrust 2025 11.1.0 release. In Policy and Notice Management, there is one new GA feature, which is screen header enhancements. In Privacy Notice Management, there are a few new features. A couple of them are the at mentions and the screen header enhancements. The third one is Privacy Notice US Template Enhancements. You can build privacy notices using the updated U.S. Multi-State Privacy Notice 2.3 template in the gallery. This template replaces the existing U.S. Multi-State Privacy Notice 2.2 version and simplifies notice creation by allowing users to configure privacy notices using a pre-configured template. Moving on to privacy rights automation, there are several new GA features. The first one is Trust Center for privacy requests. You can add the privacy request sections to your Trust Center to allow data subjects to view and comment on their data subject request. You can enable this feature alongside the Trust Center to centralize all privacy-related user experiences into a single intuitive customer portal interface, enhancing platform efficiency and elevating the user experience. The next feature is AI translation for Trust Center comments, and this feature is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. Click the Translate To button on comments left on privacy requests in the Trust Center to translate comments into the data subject session language. This feature allows you to translate any comment on the privacy request section of the Trust Center not written in the data subject session language to the appropriate language. The next feature is AI translation for request comments, which is available to customers on the new solution packaging only. Click the Translate To button on the Request Details screen to translate comments into the current session language. This feature allows you to translate any comment on the Request Details screen not written in your current session language to the appropriate language. The next feature is Screen Header Enhancements. The final feature here is U.S. State Multi-Form 1.4 Enhancements. The U.S. Multi-State Web Form has been updated to version 1.4 to reflect visibility rules and web form routing rules for the following states: Tennessee, Minnesota, and Maryland. In Settings and Administration, there are several features that are being released at general availability. The first is Email Observability Enhancements. You can investigate and manage email delivery issues directly from the OneTrust platform using the following self-service options that are now available on the Email Activity tab of the Email Settings screen in Global Settings. The first is the new Retry Email and Retry All Failed Emails for event options allow you to automatically attempt delivery of previously failed emails, providing a built-in method for retrying failed emails. The second is the new Remove from Bounce List option allows you to remove a user's email address from the bounce list, allowing the email notification to be successfully delivered to that email address. These enhancements provide a centralized, intuitive interface where you can monitor, investigate, and act on email delivery issues, enabling self-service actions and enhancing troubleshooting efficiency. The next feature is bulk edit role assignments and user status. You can manage user status and assignments to roles, organizations, and user groups using the new bulk actions available on the user screen in Global Settings. Checkboxes now appear as the first column of the table on the user screen, allowing you to select multiple users and complete various bulk actions. The following changes accompany this enhancement: bulk update user statuses, bulk update role assignments, users screen column changes. This enhancement enables the bulk management of users directly from the user screen and provides you with clearer visibility into users' roles, saving time and reducing complexity. The next feature is table enhancements for user management. Various tables and table functionalities within Global Settings under user management have been upgraded to improve usability, accessibility, and customization, including resizable columns, more records per view, persistent settings, and clearer row actions. Some tables may also include advanced features to support more complex workflows. These updates are designed to provide a consistent and improved user experience, helping users work more efficiently with data and tailor their experience to their specific needs. Next feature is users V2 APIs. The following APIs are now available for use when managing users and their assignments to roles and organizations. These APIs enable you to efficiently retrieve, create, and update users and add or remove their assignments to roles and organizations, streamlining access control and improving administrator productivity. The APIs are Get List of Users, Create User, Get a User, Update User, Get User Roles, Add User Roles, Remove User Role, and Modify User Default Organization. Finally, we have screen header enhancements as the final GA feature in Settings and Administration. Okay, we're getting near the end. Let's look at third-party due diligence. There is one new feature that's general availability, which is the screen header enhancements. In third-party risk exchange, there is also one new feature, which is the screen header enhancements. There have also been some permission updates in third-party risk exchange, so be sure to check those out in release notes. In third-party risk management, there is one new feature, which is DORA regulatory updates, which is available to customers with a new solution packaging only. New data validation has been implemented in third-party risk management to ensure key attribute fields that require unique identifiers to produce a DORA report do not contain duplicate entries across records at the time of creation or modification of the record. We also have third-party risk management engagement PDFs. You can create custom engagement PDF reports in reports. This enhancement allows you to create PDF reports with engagements as the primary data type to provide comprehensive insights into your organization's engagement activity and related engagement objects. Also, we have the at mentions available in third-party risk management. Also, the unified purpose is a new GA feature. You can gain full oversight into all aspects involved in processing personal data with the purpose object. Available in Objects Manager, this centralized object type provides cross-solution insights into how personal data collected for that given purpose is used across your business so that you are able to associate objects like data elements, processing activities, vendors, collection points, and projects through a common and central object. The final feature here is screen header enhancements. There's also one new public preview, which is purpose data usage. You can drill into specific purposes across the platform and inspect their usage details. The central reporting screen provides privacy managers a central location for monitoring where a given purpose is used to better manage those records. And last but not least, we have universal consent and preferences management. There are several features that are general availability. The first is introducing the new Trust Center portal. You can leverage the new Trust Center to deliver a consistent branded experience across your organization while simplifying the process for managing user settings and choices. Trust Center allows you to centralize all privacy-related user experiences into a single intuitive customer portal interface, enhancing platform efficiency and elevating the user experience. Trust Center key features include a unified portal, fast development, easy to align with your brand identity, accessible and localizable. The second feature is screen header enhancements. The third feature is Snowflake native app improvements. The OneTrust Consent Management native app in Snowflake now provides you with purpose status and purpose version to define data masking policies, allowing you to connect consistent data and leverage multiple consent statuses for a more detailed consent selection. In addition, data subject identifier type is available as a profile attribute for data subjects. These enhancements increase efficiency, reducing the time spent on configuration and streamlining the rule creation process. Next feature is major and minor purpose changes. Select the type of change for your purpose for processing on the purpose detail screen when creating a new version. This enhancement allows you to have more control and clarity over consent changes, strengthening compliance and reinforcing regulatory alignment. In addition, the purpose published integration event has been added to consent integration events and integrations. This enhancement allows you to trigger an event each time a new version of a purpose is published, enabling programmatic decision making such as initiating a reconsent workflow or other automated actions, providing you with a more seamless integration across systems. Next feature is copy a preference center into a trust center. You can migrate an existing preference center into a trust center from the available actions on the preference center screen. This enhancement allows you to easily duplicate your current preference center configuration and automatically migrate all compatible components to your trust center setup, saving you time and simplifying the setup process. Next, we have protected magic link settings. The magic link screen in consent global settings has been updated to provide more robust protection for magic link settings. This enhancement allows you to configure reinforced controls and prevent accidental misuse, providing you with a more stable and reliable platform experience. Next is unified purpose. You can gain full oversight into all aspects involved in processing personal data with the purpose object. Available in objects manner, the centralized object type provides cross-solution insights into how personal data collected for that given purpose is used across your business, so that you are better able to associate objects like data elements, processing activities, vendors, collection points, and projects through a common and central object. Next, we have high-performance bulk import multi-file support. You can upload multiple files clicking the Select File button on the new import modal when using the Stream Consent Receipts bulk import type. This enhancement allows you to select multiple files simultaneously from any folder on your operating system, improving the user experience through a more streamlined and efficient process. The final GA feature is Get List of Bulk Export Download Details API. We've added the new Get List of Bulk Export Details API to the Bulk Export APIs to retrieve the download details for a bulk export with paginated results. This API allows you to pass the continuation token and size parameters, optimizing response times and mitigating any possible timeout errors. There's one new public preview feature, which is purpose data usage. You can drill into specific purposes across the platform, inspecting their usage details. This central reporting screen provides privacy managers a central location for monitoring where a given purpose is used to better manage those records. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks for sticking with it and listening to the podcast. If you have any feedback, questions, or comments, please don't hesitate to contact us by sending an email to podcast@onetrust.com. Just another reminder that I am starting a WhatsApp channel. It's called OneTrust Talks Tech, so go to WhatsApp, search for it, and hopefully you'll be able to find it. There's really no post on it yet other than a welcome. I will start posting as soon as this podcast is published. If you have any problems finding it, please email me at podcast@onetrust.com and I can send you a QR code that you can take you right to that channel. Thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you next week.